For most people, hiking is the first outdoor sport that they take on. Of course, that's because we call hiking as walking with a purposeful objective. That's what a hike is. Welcome, everyone. I'm your host, Bill Bartee of the Carolina Outdoors. Each week, I come in and break down different listening segments for you to enjoy. Hopefully, you'll take on your own adventure along the way. And by doing so, we talk to interesting people that are making outdoor things happen. And there are so many beautiful places to hike across the Carolinas and beyond. But what about a hike right here where you live? Drew Thrasher, along with Jonathan Hemingway and David Herron, began what some would call a hike, but others would call a movement, the urban hike. We're going to bring Drew on to talk about the urban hike or movement on this segment of the Carolina Outdoors. Drew, welcome.
Thank you, Bill. Happy to be here.
Well, it's always good to have you. Of course, we've talked to you in years past about the urban hike. We did it last year. And, of course, the walk in the park that you've helped lead, which is either taking people around the South Park proposed part of the Loop Trail and existing parts of the Loop Trail. We've enjoyed talking to you about those messages. But this is something that you were a founder of. And, Drew, correct me if I'm wrong. Is this the sixth year of the Urban Hike?
That's right. Yeah, this is the sixth annual Urban Hike. And, yeah, we do smaller ones throughout the year for different specialty purposes. But this is the granddaddy of them all, the official Urban Hike that we do once a year. And each year we pick a different route. It is that time of year again. So we're looking forward to it.
Well, for many of our listeners who may not know the history of it, I'm going to get you to explain it rapid fire. But before you do, I did this in the open. The hike versus a movement. What qualifies, in your opinion, the urban hike as a movement?
Sure, great question. So the hike is kind of the activity, but yeah, you know, it's really all about the mentality of getting outside, getting our kids disconnected from their screens, getting out and enjoying nature and learning a little bit about this city that we all live in. You know, we drive around it every day and see the same sights every day, but it's not until you really get on the trail and get off the beaten path that you can really get an appreciation for the place in which we live and the history of everything that occurred there. So, again, the hike is the very visible component of this, right? We do get outside and we do some walking around, but there's a lot more that goes into it. And hopefully everybody finishes the day having met somebody new, spent some quality time with their neighbors, learn a little bit about Charlotte.
That's exactly what it is for me. But I don't think I knew this because it's people of all ages will be out there on the hike. I mean, there'll be young people, there'll be medium people, there'll be old people who are all participating. And you can judge what young, medium, or old is in your own mind. But everybody is out there. But the genesis of this was to get kids off the tablets, off their phones, and out into nature.
That's right. Yeah, we started kind of a grassroots movement in our neighborhoods kind of way back when our kids were much younger than they are today. But it's definitely kind of passed on to some of the younger kids, too. And so, yeah, that's where it started. But we'll have folks from, you know, age 8 up to 80 plus, and, you know, all abilities are welcome. You know, we have people that jump on the trail and jump off at different points depending on their ability level. But this year's hike is a very family-friendly 5-miler. So should be right in the wheelhouse for many age groups.
We're going to talk about this route that's coming up, and we're going to talk about the date that this urban hike is coming up with Drew Thrasher here on the Carolina Outdoors. But, Drew, who's in charge of the route? Who picks it? As you mentioned, it changes each year. Who is the committee, and what is that committee called that puts this together?
Yeah. So again, started in our neighborhood here. I live in Laurelwood and South Park, and right next to the Fair Meadows neighborhood. So a couple of my good friends, Jonathan Hemingway and David Herron, live in that area, and so the three of us kind of make up the executive planning committee for the urban hike movement. And so over the course of the year, we'll bounce ideas off of each other, and And you're going to use our extended contact network to kind of drum up ideas of what would be a good, interesting route. And so it really takes the full year from the end of one hike to the beginning of the next to kind of come up with a route. And it's constantly evolving. And so we're excited about this year's route. And, again, we just try to make sure we're seeing different parts of the city each year, getting different experiences, while we're keeping true to some of the founding principles of the guidelines, if you will, which is to, again, get off the beaten path as much as possible, avoid the roads as much as we can, because we see plenty of those roads in our daily lives. So trying to kind of get off the beaten path and see Charlotte from a different perspective.
All right, before we talk about the date of this year, 2024's Urban Hike, let's talk about the route. Drew Thrasher, what does 2024 have in store for us hikers that are going to jump on this thing?
Right. So this year we've decided that we're going to focus on a route that some may have some exposure to already. It's one of the first kind of built-out segments of the Little Sugar Creek Greenway that the city built out within the past decade or so. But the Urban Hike has never touched this segment before, so we thought the time was right. And it really is kind of putting the urban in Urban Hike, if you will. We're starting around Freedom Park, kind of right there on the dividing line between Dilworth and Myers Park, and kind of heading from those suburban areas up right to the edge of Uptown Charlotte. And then we'll kind of wrap up in the NoDa area. So kind of heading from South Suburban Charlotte into the urban core. And it is predominantly on that Little Sugar Creek Greenway. Some folks may have seen bits and pieces of that before in the past, but we're excited to kind of add some new flavor to it, a few new wrinkles that folks may not be aware of, and certainly pick up some history along the way.
Yeah, I think that's part of the magic of, and I love calling it a movement, because this is something that people with some work, because you do put work into it, you and the executive planning team definitely put work into it, and we're going to talk about that work now, but this is something that could be done anywhere. Because it's not expensive to go for a hike. I think, Drew, correct me, but all we probably need is comfortable walking shoes, some water, and maybe, if the sun's out bright or not out bright, a little bit of sunscreen, and the rest, all you need is your human power.
That's right. That's the beauty of hiking. You mentioned sunscreen. I think sun and some decent weather really makes a good day, too.
Yes.
So we're keeping our fingers crossed for that. But, yeah, it's the great thing about hiking, right? There's no limit on how many people you can bring. You know, there's no sign-up required. You just show up, and, you know, we can hike with three people or we can hike with 300. Okay. So, you know, just really excited to get out there and meet some new folks and, again, spend some time with some existing friends and kind of see what we can learn.
We're going to learn a bunch, and I want to talk about that. But since you brought up weather, sun versus no sun, and I learned this from you last year, is you are a fair weather hiker. You want it to be pleasurable for everybody, and that means that the raincoat sales at Jesse Brown's go down a little bit because the urban hike only happens in good weather.
That's right. That's been such a key component of the experience. With the early spring timing of the hike, you know, we have some glorious days here, like today, actually, in Charlotte. And so, you know, that's a really important part, that we get out there and just have a really beautiful day to enjoy. That just gets more people out there, more ability levels can get out there and enjoy the hike. So that is a core requirement of the urban hike experience. So we're going to be watching the forecasting models closely here over the next few days.
All right. So with that being said, right now, for our Saturday listeners to the Carolina Outdoors via the airwaves of WBT Radio early on a Saturday morning, the hike is Sunday, April 21st. We meet about 10 till 1 at Freedom Park. All of this is on jessebrowns.com. over on the event page. But if the weather's good, and the listeners to WBT, of course, have weather reports throughout the day, so they know what the weather is. For people who are joining us via podcast, Rapid Fire, they don't have the weather necessarily in their ear listening to us, Drew. So if it's raining, we're going to move it to April 28th. But if it's not raining, it's going to happen Sunday, April 21st. Am I right?
You got it, Bill. And just a couple of things to point out there. You mentioned showing up about 10 minutes to one. That's important because we will hit the trail at one sharp, just to say, on schedule. Do not be late. Otherwise, you'll be trying to catch up with us. I'm sure folks will be out there as early as 12:30 or so. So make sure you're there in time to hit the trail at one sharp. And do just keep an eye on the Jesse Brown's website. I'm sure we'll have some updates there. We're going to make a decision by midnight at the latest on Saturday night about the Sunday go time there. So keep an eye on Jesse Brown's for updates, and we'll make a call. But hopefully we can go this Sunday. If not this Sunday, we'll push a week back to the 28th.
Hey, there's something for those procrastinators, say, who are listening via podcast after the 21st. If it rains, hey, you can still go April 28th. Anyway, we will be posting. It's one more reason to follow jessebrowns.com as well as our social media. Head over to Instagram, Facebook. We'll be posting, and Twitter or X. We'll be posting all of what's going on for this year's 2024 hike, good weather or no good weather, and what's happening in regards to the hike. So, Drew, let's go ahead and get into a little bit of the details. What is along this northward path that we're going to go on from Freedom Park into Uptown and beyond? What's some of the gems that maybe we know about or maybe we don't know about that we'll learn about with the hike guide, Drew Thrasher, on the 2024 Urban Hike?
Yeah, there's so much there, Bill. That was really difficult, kind of scaling it down to what we could fit into the bounds of the hike construct this year. Just a lot to choose from, but don't want to give away all the secrets here. But I'll touch on a few things. Yeah, the route will follow the Little Sugar Creek Greenway for the better part of the hike, and so some interesting history there that we'll talk about. The Greenway concept, particularly in Charlotte, it's not a new phenomenon, right? It was something that was very important to John Nolan, one of the original landscape architects behind the design of the Myers Park neighborhood. Mm-hmm. It was something that he felt very strongly about. And so we'll talk about some of the fingerprints of his on the Greenway system. So really interesting there, the history of the Greenways and to see kind of where it's come to today in Charlotte. As we move down that Greenway into Uptown, after we pass the hospital complex, we'll actually start to pick up what's known as the Trail of History, which is a very exciting installation in Charlotte that has a series of statues along the way to highlight some of the key individuals and places in Charlotte history. And so we're really excited to share some of that. We won't see all the statues along the Trail of History. We'll see some of them, and hopefully that will spark some interest with folks to come back and check out the other ones that we don't get to on this hike, but very excited about showing that to folks. And then as we go, into Uptown and beyond into Noda, there's some lesser known things that we'll run into. For instance, there's the old finish line of the old Soapbox Derby that used to be run in Charlotte. We'll walk right by that old finish line. And if you were on Urban Hike 2023 last year, you'll remember that we actually saw some remnants of the old Soapbox Derby track that was moved over to off Tivola Road. So this is kind of the predecessor to that. So we always like to weave in those connections to prior hikes as well. So we're very excited about that.
Drew, just to touch base on that too, because that is really a fun story. I guess the Soapbox Derby track existed, was that from the late 40s up until right about 1990 or so?
So in Uptown is actually up through 66 was when it ran down Elizabeth Avenue towards Uptown, what we'll see. And then after 66, they actually built a brand new track over off Tivola Road where the Marion Deal Park is today. And so it sat there from the mid-60s up until the late 80s. This was the original one that we'll see on this hike.
Wow. Any chance for us hikers to jump in a Soapbox Derby car and get a little head start?
I think you might have to be much younger than you and I to fit those cars. But we actually have we may have somebody on the hike that has some experience in that might be able to speak to that. One of our co-founders, David Hare, and his dad actually won that race there in 1964. So lots of connections there, and we may even have a picture up on the Google map that we can check out and see what the cars look like back then.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's reason enough to be on the 2024 Urban Hike. We've got hike guide Drew Thrasher. He's also one of the co-founders of the Urban Hike. And Drew, you use your talents really well in sharing this information along the hike, but you still let us stretch our legs and get the exercise and with strategic stops along the way so that we can learn a little bit about the city that we live in. Anything else that we need to make note of? Oh, I see it on my list, the Memorial Stadium. We get to go by it as well, but now we're starting to move into NoDa, aren't we?
That's right, yep. So we'll skirt right on the edge of Uptown Charlotte there and move past Memorial Stadium and Independence Park, and we'll get to see some of the great work that's been done there recently. And then we'll venture off into NoDa and learn a little bit about kind of the Mill District history there of North Davidson Street and everything that's going on there, and then get a chance to see up close and personal some of the exciting developments that are going on in NoDa. And then we'll finish up in that area. There's plenty of local watering holes in that area to refresh ourselves after the hike. Some live music options will be going on Sunday afternoon up there, so it'll just be an exciting way to finish up. And then we've got a light rail station right there if anybody needs to jump back to other parts of the city. So looking forward to ending there. One quick note, Bill, on the start that I failed to mention. You mentioned Freedom Park. That is a big park, so I just want folks to be clear on where we're going to be starting out. It's just going to be just south of the pond there in Freedom Park. So right at Princeton Avenue, so if you take Princeton up to Freedom Park, just south of the pond there, we'll gather there about 1:45, and then we'll hit the trail right from there at 1:00. So just wanted to be clear on that. And there is a good link on the Jesse Brown's website if you want to go and check it out on Google Maps to get more specifics. But just wanted to clarify that.
Well, and you could also carpool over there just for parking. Have someone drop you off or carpool with some other hikers over there just to limit the pressure of cars over there at Freedom Park right off of Princeton. Again, we're going to meet about 10 minutes until 1. Now, the date, we're going to announce it. It's April 21st as Drew and I are speaking right now on the Carolina Outdoors. It's April 21st, 2024 at Freedom Park. Is it 5 miles, Drew? Is that the total hike?
Right at 5 miles, yep. Last year's got a little bit long. I got a little aggressive with some of my offshoots and just so much history to work in last year. But the committee held me at 5 miles this time around. So very easy hike this year.
Was it the committee and Marcia Thrasher?
My wife may have had something to do with it, but definitely a very easy hike for all age groups this year, all flat terrain, all greenway or sidewalk. So come one, come all.
Okay, and we'll have all the announcements. Again, if you're just joining us, Drew Thrasher, hike guide for the 2024 Urban Hike, is with us. The date, April 21st, but it's only a sunny day hike. So if it's not sunny, if it's rainy, then it's going to be April the 28th. Drew, I'm excited about it. More information is going to be in the liner notes and as well over at jessebrowns.com. Man, Drew, thank you for what you do. Thank you for this movement that you've brought to the Charlotte area, the Urban Hike Movement, and thank you for your time sharing here on the Carolina Outdoors.
Well, thank you, Bill. We really appreciate the support of Jesse Browns and Mud Gear, our other sponsor this year, and just looking forward to having everybody out. Looking forward to a great day. Oh, thanks again.
Yo, it's great having you, and off you go and off I go, but just for a moment, I'm coming back on the other side. You're listening to the Carolina Outdoors.